radio yours. I'm trying to...
Nah, you thought I'd forgotten it. You thought I'd replaced it with Wagner's Bridal March. But no, no, the theme music is still here. Good afternoon, welcome to Radio Bellrig. The time is just after 2:30 on December the 15th. This is Cameron with you all the way until 4 o'clock this afternoon, whereupon Bellrig ceases to exist on Medium Wave. We switch the transmitter off with a tear in our eye. But we will return, fear not. 19th of January, that's next term, week one on Friday. 6 p.m. Be there on 87.7 Bellrig FM. And you might just catch me again. So what do we have coming up in the programme? We've got Dodgy Disc of the Day coming very, very shortly. Something completely horrible. Something you'd never let your mother hear. Perhaps you can phone in and suggest your own. We've also got Random Record Replay going into our annals of records. Picking out one completely at random, sticking it on the radio for you. We've also got Judging a Record by its Cover. So we stick it on air just because of its cover. It's like judging a book by its cover, really, except it's a record. Also coming up, we've got Anthony's Weather, where I read out Anthony's written down weather report and just see how bad his handwriting is. And of course, at the end of the programme, we have the feature that everybody loves to hate. It is Cameron indeed trying to beat Match. Remember those two tunes that he does all the time? Culture Beat, Mr. Vane. Urban Kiki. All coming up on Radio Bellrig between now and 4 o'clock. The thing is, do I have anything else to say, or am I just going to fade out my theme music? It's got about a minute left. We'll let it play. Oh yeah, forgot to mention, lots of good music as well, other than the dodgy bits. But of course, all coming between now and 4 o'clock, Cameron with you on your radio Friday afternoons. Reach up, James Malcolm's got a brand new sick bag.
96.3.
It is Anthony's weather time. Anthony wrote this down yesterday in his own handwriting, and I've got to try and decipher it now. Okay, here we go. And the weather for today, this afternoon. First mistake. It's going to be dry with sunny periods after a cloudy start. Mines will be moderate from the east of the with a what? The hacks of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. What have we got for tonight? Well, it's going to be mainly dry with patchy frotch forming. Winds remaining moderate from the east, and temperatures will be a minimum of minus 1 to 2 degrees Celsius, so perhaps a bit of frost tonight for you. And this ain't the dodgy disc of the day, not yet. Radio Bellrig 963 kHz medium wave. Cameron with you until 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. That's Betty Boo, or Where Are You Baby? Today's not dodgy disc of the day. Something which is really, really good. What has happened to our Betty Boo? She disappeared. She did a song last summer, I think it was, called Summertime or something like that, and disappeared since then. So Where Are You Baby? Coming up following this, we've got dodgy disc of the day. It's unprecedented. This has never ever happened before. Rolf Harris is back for his second segment in the programme. He only just does one song, but no, he wants to play along. Hey, he certainly likes that. That's Alex Party, Don't Give Me Your Life. And this is today's Dodgy Disc of the Day, accompanied by Mr. Rolf Harris. You might have heard a snatch of it earlier on. Nice word, that. Here it is, PJ and Duncan. Let's get ready to rumble.
Watch us wreck the mic.
Dave. Sing along at home, kids.
Straight up proving, we can get you grooving. This track's booming, it ain't no hype. Watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic. Sight.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Get ready, and rumble. Everybody rumble. Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Get ready, and rumble. Everybody rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Sit back, rap attack, don't take no flack. Rhyme in time to the rhythm of the track. I'm Ant, I'm Declan, a duo, a twosome. So many lyrics, we're fighting to use them. So many lyrics, we'll keep them in stores. We've even got them coming out of our pores. Your father,
your mother,
your sister,
your brother.
Everyone's got to be an AKA lover.
Give us the motivation, we can cause a sensation.
Give us the aspiration, we can cause a sensation.
Give us the girls top speed,
give us the girls stampede. Style and smile and everybody but Wiley.
Let's get
Mike.
Dave. Watch us deck the Reich, watch us Reich the deck, watch us deck the Reich, Dave. That is today's Dodgy Disc of the Day from PJ and Duncan. It is the 100% radio mix of Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Okay, listeners, it's your chance now for Dodgy Disc of the Day. Phone in and tell us what your Dodgy Disc is. Could be anything. We'll stick it on the radio for you and show everybody else just how bad it is. Extension 3902 on campus for Radio Bellrig. It is the Dodgy Disc Line until 3 o'clock.
bottom, man. Tell me why you need the danger every way that you can. There's a reason, fucking way. You are a crazy man. And if I tell you one more time you're playing, how would you lie? You start to laugh, you just don't stop. It's something that you just don't care. You tell me that is the kind of life that you deserve. There's a reason, fucking way. You are a crazy man. You are a crazy man. You are a crazy man. Crazy men don't get some love.
Sorry, M people are finished. Sorry, I put my hair back to its normal position as well. There you go, that is Daddy Cool from the album Daddy Cool. That is Rivers of Babylon from the wonderful people they call Boney M. Before that, you heard M People, keeping up the themes of M's. You can imagine her, can't you? Excuse me, love, you're putting me off. I had a seven letter. Okay, coming back just after the news with Random Record Replay, and also lots of good records.
News. This is Michaela Stevenson. The government's rail privatisation plans have been thrown into turmoil. The Court of Appeal has ruled sell-off proposals on some lines don't guarantee a sufficient minimum level of service. It's a victory for pressure group Save Our Railways. The plans will have to be redrafted, but Transport Secretary Sir George Young is vowing to press on with privatisation all the same.
I want to improve the quality of service that passengers enjoy. I strongly believe that the policy of franchising is the right way to do that, combined with a policy of privatising rail tracks so they can access fresh private investment and not be constrained by being part of the public sector. So the policy is the right one, and I'm going to go on and deliver it.
Football transfer system has been kicked into touch by the European Court of Justice. It's ruled the whole system's illegal because it restricts the players' freedom of movement. Smaller clubs who make money by selling new stars to the bigger ones say they could go to the wall. But top players are in line for a cash bonanza. Football agent Eric Hall says that's how it should be.
When you go to a theatre or you go to a football match, you buy your ticket to watch that guy on the stage. You go to watch Sinatra singing. You go and watch David Platt playing or Paul Gascoigne. You're watching the stars. They should benefit. They should always benefit.
An inquest's been hearing how a boy died after overdosing on ecstasy tablets he found hidden at home. 15-year-old Aaron Fairhurst from Cheshire found the drugs in an upstairs bedroom last May. They belonged to his mother's boyfriend. A gunman's gone on the rampage in the United States, killing at least three people. It happened at the offices of a haulage company in Ohio. He was armed with two pistols. Police have arrested him. EC leaders have agreed on the name of the single European currency. It's to be called the Euro and is due to come into circulation in the year 2002. Cricket, bad light has stopped play in the second test match between England and South Africa. England had reached 123 for five in their first innings. From Durban, Stuart Pike.
England must be disappointed. They had South Africa reeling on 153 for nine, then let Donald and Pollock put on 72 for the last wicket. Already those runs are priceless. England also lost John Crawley with what looks to be a nasty hamstring injury, and then Donald removed Atherton and Thorpe cheaply. Alex Stewart, 41, and Robin Smith, 34, put on 70, but Matthews removed them both and Jack Russell for eight. It was left to Hick and Cork to take England to 123 for five, still 102 behind South Africa. Stuart Pike, Durban.
There's a new contender for the network chart Christmas number one, and it's not even been released yet. The Beatles and Michael Jackson could be pipped to the post by a 50s-style cover version of the Oasis hit Wonderwall. It's by the previously unknown The Mike Flower Pops. Graham Sharp from bookmakers William Hill says if it hits the top, it could cost them £150,000.
There are many things that I would like. odds have come crashing down from 50 to 1 to 7 to 4 second favourite, and the record's still not even out till next week. It will be, to coin a horrible pun, a blooming awful result for us if Mike Flowers is number one at Christmas.
Independent Radio News.
Thank you very much.
Bailrig 963.
You know that newsreader? She's your girlfriend, she is.
If this world is wearing thin, and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand.
Back to the second hour of the programme. 7 minutes past 3 o'clock now, Friday 15th of December. Cameron with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Deacon Blue.
Alan doesn't understand her. He only thinks in numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. He can't trust his yearning. His temper's dread so much by work, his heart is general ending. He calls her the chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she melts when he touches her. She knows she
Zeke in Blue, Chocolate Girl. Wonder whether she's a Galaxy Girl or a Cadbury's Girl. This is Blur, End of a Century, on Radio Bellrig 963.
She says there's ants in the carpet, dirty little monsters, eating all the mussels, picking up the rubbish. Give her effervescence.
I really suppose I should have played this along with Pulp's Disco 2000, but since we are on a bit of a mellow streak at the moment, we won't. Typical song of Morrissey. talking about himself again, I believe. Coming up next, we've got Random Record Replay.
I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Entwined, pass me by, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I... of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I... Thank you.
Well, hello, I've made my way back to the studio chair. Anthony, that was a very long trip in the toilet that I would have been taking. He could have actually told the truth and said that I went away with a delivery bloke, took a pallet load of equipment here. So I've been ripping my hands apart with all this equipment that we've got. A whole pallet load. Ain't it great? This is Radio Bellrig 963 kHz, medium wave, the last programme on medium wave with Cameron. That is Adamski and Killer. Wonderful song. We also had our random record replay, which Anthony put on for me. It's by Stevie Wonder, and it's called Go Home. Something I've always wondered about Stevie Wonder, if he excludes the little pun there, is behind those glasses, he always wears mirrored specs. Do you think Stevie Wonder is blind? He's just like normal eyes. He's got no eyes at all, or what? I'd love to know what's behind those glasses. So if you know what's behind Stevie Wonder's glasses, then you know the phone number. Extension 3902 on campus. 593902 if you're off. This is Bellrig 963, soon to become Bellrig FM next term. Stevie Wonder's looking at me. Oh, well. Oh, dear. Sounded a bit like her overnight. Anyway, still to come on the programme, we've got Judging a Record by Its Cover. We've also got Cameron trying to beat Match into the 4 o'clock news. Just take that in. That is Reel to Reel featuring the Mad Stuntman. And that song is lovely, and it's also called Conway. I was telling people a couple of episodes ago on this program about Mike Headmaster, my old headmaster at the high school that I attended. He only lasted a year, you know. He was moving near retirement age. His name was Mr. Conway. He lives just down the road from me, which is very unfortunate if you perhaps go to the same school as he does. Also, he's got this magnificent registration plate on his car. He's got a Mazda. He keeps renewing it year to year, you know, because teachers are on loads of money, well, especially headmasters and stuff like that. Anyway, this wonderful, numeric plate that he's got to him. It says, OK, sir. Now, how's that for an ex-headmaster? I'm not lying. This is Credit to the Nation on Radio Bellrig. Time's 25 minutes to 4 o'clock. And I'm just checking through all my little trinkets that came through. You know that parcel that I was going on about?
Come in, let loose upon the scene. Abstract lyrics, do you know what I mean? Like the Milky Bar, keep the Milky Bars on me. Free, remember that another bounty. Who's trying to stop me? Fidget to the people on the other side. Try to get some piece of the action. Try to bring me down like Michael Jackson. But my name's Hanson. No, it's not Hanson, cause it's my daddy's surname. But the F, the U, the S, the I, the O, the N, fan fame. And you criticize still, cause you think I nicked the style from the one Cypress Hill. Give a fuck about the grammar, F you on the feet. I'm gonna get grief, cause I did it for a reason, and I always like to reach. Some say preach, others say teach. How do you know when you're lying through your teeth? Creative process gets me into trouble. Struggle, nosy people always look puzzled. Who's that child? Nicking styles. Got to fuck your drum, now I'm going book wild. That different style, I get higher. I'm the nigga here is who is on fire.
Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. Cut your hair and get a job. And smoke some facts and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it. Oh yeah.
Very, very easily the best track off the album, Different Class. That's how you can tell whether somebody's from the south or the north. What's the new Pulp album called? If it's different class, then you know they're from the south. And if it's different class, then you know you're from the north. I think that's Jarvis playing games with us. Easily the best track, Common People.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Well, coming to the end of the programme now, only a quarter of an hour left. That means there's not going to be enough time to do that one feature that I know you all look forward to, you all enjoy. Cameron trying to beat Match but failing absolutely miserably. That's Park Life from Blur, and this is today's record judged only on its cover. It's got a lovely spiral pattern. Looks like a cobweb. This is Uriah Heep. Rockorama on Bailrig 963.
Christmas tree. Hold on.
today's record judged solely on its cover. That is Uriah Heep and Rockarama.
Give me rock and roll!
I didn't want to be a barber anyway. I wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the small of fresh-cut timber, the crash of mighty trees. With my best girlie by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He works all day.
I cut up trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girlie, just like my dear mama. I cut up trees, wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girlie, just like my dear mama.
Yes, sir, I wish to complain in the strongest possible terms about the song which you have just broadcast about the lumberjack who wears women's clothes. Many of my best friends are lumberjacks, and only a few of them are transvestites. Yours faithfully, Brigadier Sir Charles Arthur Strong, Mrs.
OK, we're on the final tracks now. This is Supergrass. Caught by the Fuzz on Bell Rig 963 kHz medium wave.
Yeah.
Supergrass, Caught by the Fuzz. Well, now it's a bit of a sad time for us because it's basically our last time for us to say hello and goodbye on the radio on Medium Wave. So in the studio, we've got myself, which is unsurprising, really. We've got Anthony Patamir, who's assistant director here, Dominic Halliday, who is our head of publicity, and also James Malcolm, who goes down the bar. Anything to say, lads, before we play ourselves out with Takata from Sky?
Bye-bye, fuzziness. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ian Martin, a former chief engineer, also here in the studio. It is indeed the end for Bale Rig 963.
Can I just say, after 25 years...
Yeah.
24 and a half.
963 is no more.
Hurrah! We'll be back absolutely fuzz-free on 87.7 next term, starting the 19th of January. This is going to play us out. It's Takata from Sky. Well, that's about it from us. Radio Bell Rig 963 kHz Medium Wave. It's been nice knowing you for 24 and two-thirds years. Coming up, we have the countdown to the last hour at 4 o'clock. This has been Cameron Patterson. I'm station director. Thank you for tuning in. This is Radio Bell Rig 963 signing off.